Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Tom Reinheimer, Director of Marketing for the Duquesne Incline. I really wanted to talk to you today because this incline is such an iconic piece of Pittsburgh.
There are only a handful of inclines left in the United States. Pittsburgh has two of them, and one of them, the Duquesne Incline, is as about original as you're going to get. It was opened on May 20th, 1877, and it was powered by a steam engine back then. We have a brand new electric motor that was installed in 1932.
Nice.
So we're as original as we can keep it, and the Pittsburgh History and Landmarks people help us to stay that way.
I like stories like that, you know, that we're working to preserve these important things because, you know, as you said, there aren't many left in the country, and we're so lucky to have not just one, but two of them here.
Exactly.
But, you know, with the interesting geography of Pittsburgh, I think that it's almost a necessity. I heard that we have more hills and slopes here than San Francisco does here in Pittsburgh.
Unfortunately, I've never been to San Francisco, but you couldn't fool me. I mean, I would believe anybody that said just looking for our vantage point.
Well, once you've been to Pittsburgh, where else do you need to go, really?
Exactly.
Now, these inclines started out not as, you know, necessarily transportation. I think it was for coal, right?
Where this incline is situated, actually, I've been told, there was a coal incline that went halfway down the hill, and the coal mines were off to that direction, which, depending on how you're viewing us, it'll either be left or right.
Yeah, yeah.
But it went halfway down and brought the coal back up to Grandview Avenue. And that's why when they decided to put a passenger incline in here, they knew that this part of the hillside was structurally sound, well, geologically sound.
Hmm.
And so they could put an incline down there. In fact, we had, there was a slide over in that direction, which we assume because there were coal shafts over there, it was in the area where the coal mine was. This area was unaffected, which leads us to believe that apparently they mined the coal out from under the good part, which came down after that strange winter we had with freeze and thaw and freeze and thaw.
Yeah. So now it's pretty much for scenic rides to take a look at the city then, huh?
Yeah. Back in 1877, you could either pay a nickel and take that nice, after working 10 or 12 hours in a hot factory down by the river, and take that nice leisurely 2.5 minute ride up the hill, or you could put your lunch bucket in your hand and walk up 1,400 steps from Carson Street up to Grandview Avenue.
So, I mean, it does have its practical uses then. I mean, folks maybe use it to get to and from work. Do people do that today?
Absolutely. In fact, I used to do that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And when you get to the bottom of the hill, you can transfer for the same price. You get we operate under, along with the Port Authority of Allegheny County, and so any other form of transportation, buses, trolleys, whatever happens to stop here, we get out, we either give a transfer so you can get on the next Port Authority transportation, or we accept their transfer, their bus passes. The University of Pittsburgh and CMU and Carlo have arrangements with the Port Authority, so they can also ride the incline.
So it's not just a tourist attraction, it's part of our city transportation, really, in a way.
Exactly. In the early 1960s, the incline closed down. In fact, that's part of the reason, not just the incline, but transportation companies were, as a whole, were having a problem financially because they were building roads and people were driving cars and taking public transportation. We had 17 inclines over the years here in Pittsburgh. Most of them were for hauling passengers up and down the hill. Some of them actually hauled freight. They would actually haul horses and wagons up and down the hills so that the groceries, clothing, manufactured goods that came from down by the river, either came in by barge or by rail or were made down there, could be distributed to stores up here or delivered directly to the homes. And over the years, of course, roads became improved. There were no roads back in 1877. There were only steps. So as times improved and parking became more prolific downtown, everybody decided to take themselves to work. So all these, the Pittsburgh Transportation was the big company, or Pittsburgh Railways, I'm sorry. Pittsburgh Transportation wouldn't want to hear that. They're the yellow cab company.
We'll keep it down.
That's right. Pittsburgh Railways was the biggest deliverer of passengers, but we had smaller companies around that did the same thing, and we still have four inclines left. And so when this incline closed down, a group of people from up here on Mount Washington and Duquesne Heights, the two neighborhoods up here, decided to try to save this, to get us up and down the hill. So the people formed a non-profit organization. They called it the Society for the Preservation of the Duquesne Incline. And they raised $19,000, and they made the necessary repairs and reopened the incline in 7 months.
Wow.
And basically, that was to help people get up and down the hill. But over the years, as you can see, fewer and fewer people were using it for transportation.
Yeah.
We have about 100 people, I would say, that commute daily. And over the years, it's become a curiosity where people come from around the world to ride one of the few. And we have an unusual situation here in that we have a museum piece that goes up and down Mount Washington, and we actually do have a kind of a pictorial history of Pittsburgh on the walls in there. So it is a museum, and you can go down and watch the 137-year-old machinery operate, and it just happens to wind up with this spectacular view that is 90% of the reason people come to Mount Washington anyway.
It's beautiful. So of all those inclines, I think you said at one point there were 17 here in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Why do you feel it was this one in particular that a community initiative got together to save and preserve?
It's the people that live up here.
In this area right here.
Yeah, I mean, it's changing now. You have a lot more transient people because of its location and its proximity to the city. It's easy to get to work. People like to live here. And as of all the other neighborhoods in Pittsburgh, it's a pretty tight community. And well, you're not taking our incline away from us. We want our incline back.
That's the Pittsburgh spirit.
Yes, that's exactly
that's what
right.
I like to hear. So open 365 days a year. Is this true?
It's true. We close 5.5 hours. We're open from 5:30 a.m. And our staff leaves about 1 o'clock in the morning. They start closing up about 12:30. The last couple riders, if we're waiting for somebody. And then we close the doors at 1 o'clock.
Wow. So does weather ever affect the running of the incline? Ice, snow, wind?
Nah, the cars weigh about 6 tons apiece. They take care of the ice and snow. The tracks at the lowest point are maybe 3 or 4 feet off the ground, so that just pushes the snow, crushes the ice, pushes it right out of the way. The machinery is from, the electrical parts are from the 30s. The machinery, the cars, all that are from the late 1800s, so they're unaffected. They didn't design them to break. They are mechanical. They're not electronic, so temperatures don't affect them. So we run in just about anything.
Yeah. About how many can fit in the incline?
We can fit 18 adults on the cars. And strangely, we got an article posted up there from the Scientific American in 1880, and back then they said cars comfortably seat 25 adults.
Oh, they were having a party back then.
Well, if you get on the car, an average-sized person has to duck to get in. an average sized man. If you're 6 foot, you kind of got to duck to get in the door. The door's only open to 22 inches, and there used to be straps like in the old trolley cars to hold on to if you were standing.
Yeah.
And I'm not very tall. I'm about 5 foot three. I'm 5'8" or something. And I reach up, and I can touch the ceiling part. So the people, we can fit about 25. 11 or 12 year olds on there now, so I'm thinking people were a lot smaller back then. And the cars actually were designed by the Brill Company out of Philadelphia to beat trolley cars. They were horse-drawn trolley cars.
Wow.
And so you would assume you need to fit 20 or more people under to make it financially worth your while.
Sure, sure.
Operate. So yeah, it's kind
of
neat.
So how much of the equipment and the structure of the incline itself is original? It's
hard to say. The cars are original, but wow, pieces have to be replaced.
Oh, sure,
here and
sure. And that's good to know if you're riding on it. Yeah.
I mean, if you had a car that lasted, an automobile that lasted 137 years without any repairs, you would probably be thrilled. That doesn't happen, but it's not like the cars fall off the track.
Not thrilled if I'm going down a slope like this.
Right.
I don't know.
So there's all kinds of backup braking systems and whatever built into it. There's two cables for each car. One is the safety cable, connects the two cars, which does a couple of things. Connecting the cars, it makes them counterbalanced. So the weight of the cars, 6 tons apiece, is taken out of the equation. Mm. The motor only has to lift the weight of the passengers. And kind of has what we would call a dead man switch. If something would happen, you let go of it, the cars just gradually come to a stop.
It has
an air brake. You pull that thing and it's going to stop. But it has several other things built into it to ensure that even if something would happen to the operator, the people on the car are in no danger.
I'm glad to know you've thought of everything.
Well, I didn't think of that, but somebody told me that, so
okay.
I'm sharing it with you.
It's considered. It's taken care of.
Right.
Well, I gotta imagine this is a fun job for you. You know, I mean, this seems in so many ways to be an epicenter of energy here in Pittsburgh. It's one of the most popular sites, destinations here, and whenever you see the postcards or the, you know, TV commercials about Pittsburgh, the incline's always there. It's always a part of it.
Exactly. And when we have sporting events, of course, the Major League Baseball will be having the Pirates to be involved in a playoff game here on Wednesday. It's going to be on ESPN, and the guys from ESPN come up here for a shot, usually the day before the game. So we hang nice banners on our cars, for, you know, because we support the Pirates, the Steelers, Pitt Panthers, Penguins, and on occasion some event will come into town, and the Winter Classic, and so we hung up banners for that, or some. People ask, can they decorate the cars for certain events? A lot of times they can't be. Breast cancer awareness people have asked us during October, could we put pink lights on the track? There's like 800 lights, and we would have to purchase them.
It's a fun idea.
And I can't tell you how long it would take to change them. We'd love to do something like that, but it just isn't feasible.
Well, just the fact that you'd consider it, I think, is pretty cool.
Well, we consider ourselves a big part of the city. This is something that Pittsburgh has to hang their hat on. And, whenever we can accommodate somebody, we have weddings out here on the observation
deck.
We don't promote them. They must be brief because we have other people that want to come out and review. But, whatever we can do to accommodate people, we have people ask, can they propose to their girlfriends on the cars? And, of course, the Duquesne Incline was nominated or voted as the second most romantic spot in the United States.
Oh, wow.
The first most romantic spot is under the Brooklyn Bridge.
No, I think we've got it. I think we're head and shoulders above that. A mountain above that.
That's exactly,
as a matter of fact. Yeah, I bet you see a lot of stories, working here with the folks coming in and out. Probably a lot of famous people, too.
Oh, yeah, we've had several movies here filmed here. Mm-hmm. Flashdance, of course, maybe being the most popular, that where the incline was actually used. Zach and Mary make a porno. They didn't make it on the cars. Yeah. We wouldn't have that.
For those that yeah, may not be familiar, that is the title of a movie.
That's exactly right.
That is a comedy, I think, PG-13 or something.
That's right. Although we have had a lot of notables show up here, Tom Cruise and whoever his wife was at the time. And
well, yeah, that would date it, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, there's been, we've had President Bill Clinton and John Major, who was the Prime Minister of England at the mm-hmm. time, came here and rode the incline. So, yeah, we've had a lot of famous people come here to take part in this.
It's a must. I think if you are visiting the city, you absolutely have to check it out. And that's what I always forget about Pittsburgh sometimes. Sometimes it takes a tourist to come in and remind me of how beautiful this place really is and everything that we have here. And I think this is absolutely one of the best ways to see it if you're not afraid of heights.
Yeah, you did. People would just the idea of being hanging out there, even if they aren't afraid of heights, you know, I'm at the mercy of this thing or those cables or whatever.
Yeah.
There are adults who just don't, and children, and I always advise, don't put them on the car. You will traumatize them, and you don't want to do that. Just make them wait down here with the conductor who collects the fares.
Yeah, I'm sipping my martini because I am a little nervous here, you know, and I'm doing my best not to lean back. So yeah, if I seem like I'm hunched over, yeah, it's just because I don't want to end up, down in the south side.
Yeah.
But the view is worth it, absolutely. And we couldn't ask for better weather. This is fantastic.
I'll take credit for that.
Yes, yes. You were the guy to. Yeah, I'm sure you made some phone calls and made that happen.
I did. I absolutely did.
So, what do you see as far as the longevity of this? You know, I hope that it's going to be around forever. But what's it going to take to keep the Duquesne Incline here an operational 365 days a year for infinity?
A lot of work by the people that are here. It's been what happened was 50 years ago when the society was formed, we didn't realize that there would be a Port Authority of Allegheny County a few years later. And when the Port Authority was formed, they had slated three of the existing inclines for demolition, and they were going to keep the Monongahela Incline, pardon me, which they did, and they've updated it several ways. I mean, it's a lot of the equipment is new. The nice old wooden cars are gone. They're new cars. I believe they have an elevator motor that makes cars go up and down the hill. And of course, it's computerized. So it's been done. I think that was the second time it was redone. So it's been actually, it may have, you know, like three different versions of the same vehicle, which has actually been in that spot longer than the Duquesne Incline.
Wow.
However, the Duquesne Incline cars are the oldest continually operated vehicles in the country.
Wow.
So, other than this addition here, that's the original building, and I think the lower station was redone after about 10 years. They put it was a wooden structure, and they redid it in brick. And they redid the track. It was the timber supported it, and now it's structural iron. And to keep all that going, okay, so 50 years ago that was initiated. Then the Port Authority came along, and they had a dilemma. What are we going to do with the Duquesne Incline? These people went to a lot of trouble to put this thing back up and running again. So they said, well, we'll tell you what, we'll lease it to you. It's a strange relationship. Parts of it are owned by the society. The majority of it is owned by the Port Authority. And so we lease those parts from the Port Authority for $1 a year. And the society runs it. Now, if anything would happen to the Port Authority, I am pretty darn sure that there would be I know the Pittsburgh History and Landmarks people wouldn't want to let anything happen to this. And we have a member, an architect that's on their board, on our board, David Water, and they're pretty happy with us. The people who visit Pittsburgh like us a lot. We are a Visit Pittsburgh Welcome Center, and I'm sure the city of Pittsburgh would want to make sure that nothing ever happened to this if the Port Authority for some reason was changed in any way, shape, or form.
It is part of the heart and soul of Pittsburgh.
Absolutely.
I thought I heard that there was maybe some idea to build a zip line from up here today. This has been talked about?
Yeah. The young fellow, he was in his early 30s. He came up and I spoke to him, and he was talking about putting a zip line from somewhere in this area over here, I'm not quite sure where, down to the North Shore. And that wouldn't interfere with our operation. That's two totally different forms of transportation.
Yeah.
You know, some of the senior citizens that come up here on a bus, I'm sure weren't planning on getting on a zip line.
You got to hold on to that, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure they'd strap you in.
I'm not sure how I was supposed to. And I don't know that it's totally dead. I just haven't heard anything about it for a long time. And that could have been interesting. But there are birds of prey that circle the hillside. You got to watch for those.
That's a good consideration. Well, Tom, I can't thank you enough for taking some time to chat with us today and making sure that I didn't flip over the hill here.
We didn't want that to happen.
Right, but we certainly encourage all of our visitors and all of our residents really to come take a great look at Pittsburgh, enjoy the incline. It's truly a part of our city and an important part.
Brian, I appreciate you inviting me to take part in this, and I hope everybody has a little bit broader view of what goes on here at the New Guinea.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.